Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, your friendly neighborhood pastor at First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. Well, it's almost midweek. I will admit I'm a day late getting this out, but I am earlier than usual at being late at something. So bear with me. I had a couple of experiences this week, and they were similar in some ways and very different in other ways. I think you'll understand. The first happened yesterday morning when I was on the way to the office. And as I got here, I could not pull into the parking lot, the main entrance, because there were cars that were backed up all the way beginning at the gym door, winding around the parking lot, backed up past the offices, back to the loop, and then down the loop to the apartments next to us. There must have been 50 or 75 cars in line, and it was Wednesday morning, so they were lined up for our food pantry. If you've been paying attention to the news, there are food pantries just overwhelmed by traffic in the last little bit since the coronavirus pandemic. And that's a result of our economy just kind of bottoming out. Not long ago, our unemployment rate was 3.5%, and now the numbers are saying that it's going to be 20% before too long. There are people on the edge of poverty who have never been there before. And for those of us who are fortunate enough not to have had our income eliminated or cut, we need to pay close attention and help when we can. But there were cars in the line of the food pantry that are there every Wednesday. Because, you see, poverty is a generational problem, not just in America, but all over the world. You know, if you have two little babies that are born at the same time, the best way to tell how their economic situation is going to be in the future is to judge their economic situation into which they were born. A little baby born into a secure economic situation will have a far greater chance to succeed economically than a little baby born into a poverty-stricken situation. It's not fair, but it's the way the world is. But it's not the way the world should be. There is enough food in this world to feed everyone. No one should go hungry. We are living in the wealthiest nation in the history of nations. No one should be in abject poverty in our nation. You know, if Jesus were to come back right now and come to First Christian Church and walk around and look and see what's going on, and someone was to ask him, "Jesus, what is the most important thing that this church does?" I don't think he would say that the most important thing is the beautiful worship experience on Sunday morning when we come together. I don't think he would say it's the wonderful music that is prepared. I don't think he would say that it is the evangelism that we do to try to win others to Christ. I think Jesus would say the most important thing that we do is to help the poor. Because that's what he said when he was roaming around Galilee. Most of his sermons, most of his admonitions, most of everything he said had to do with helping the poor. I am proud, I hope not in a prideful way, of us that we do so much outreach work compared with our numbers. This is the most outreach and giving church I have ever been a part of, and I hope we keep that up. Well, today I had a different experience on the way to the office. I was down on Fish Creek coming towards 2854, passing by the west side of the Woodlands, and I saw a line of vehicles lined up. except those vehicles were golf carts, and they were in line for the tee box at the very first hole of the golf course. I'm not saying I have anything against those folks who were lined up in their golf carts, but their lives are significantly different from the lives of those people who were lined up in front of our food pantry. I hope they do several things, those golf cart guys. I hope they appreciate what they have and are thankful for it. And then I hope they share generously out of their abundance. You see, Jesus did not condemn the wealthy for being wealthy. In fact, Jesus had some wealthy friends and he would have dinner with them. When he condemned the wealthy, it was because of the way they treated the poor. Well, that's enough sermonizing for one day. It is always good to be with you, but I can't wait until we can meet together and worship. And that's not going to be for a little while, but I had an idea. Check this week's newsletter for my idea and let me know what you think about it. I look forward to seeing you soon. Good day and God bless.